Hello, this is Ann from Michigan.
I've been a caregiver for my dad and now a guardian. I can remember right where I was on the highway when I came upon your channel. I live alone now after my husband of 36 years left me. The best medicine to combat my deep sadness and feeling of being used and then pushed aside is my family and AFR. Thank you so much. I love you.
More than 45 years ago, Brother Don Wildman, with Linda by his side, heeded God's call and began this ministry on his dining room table. Since then, dedicated people and supporters have joined Don's efforts to bring godly values back to America. And the fight is far from over.
All God asks of you is faithfulness.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. You can help honor Brother Don's legacy with a Founders Day pledge. Call 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper, and it is day two of Spring Share-a-thon 2026, Founders Day, as we remember the roots of American Family Association, American Family Radio, and Don Wildman, the culture warrior. Our theme is Matthew 22, 37 through 40. Jesus replied to the question, "What is the greatest commandment?" And he replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments." So we love God, and we love people, and when we do those two things, we are a force for the kingdom of God. Well, Bert, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Listen, I started off at 6, so this is my second day of morning at 6, so I was awake today. So if I've had a good day today, this is the middle of the day for me now.
Yes, that's right. You've been doing going
good.
At it.
Yeah, doing great, Jeff. Thank you, man.
All right, so Founders Day is a big day for Share-a-thon, and you knew the founder quite well, and so because you've done a lot of these, Bert, these Share-a-thons, but when you think about Founders Day, when you think about Don Wildman and all that God has done through his vision and through his work in those early days, it really is amazing.
It is, and I came to Tupelo. I'd heard about Brother Don. I moved to Tupelo to be a youth minister first, got to know him a little bit there, but when I came back as pastor, he asked me to serve on the board here at AFR, and what a joy it was to get to know him, a hero that became a friend, and just a man of vision, a man of integrity, straightforward. Listen, I think, he and I can relate with our rural Southern accents, and so we got along really well. We understood each other, and language-wise, really well, but what was amazing is his ability to look forward and see and anticipate and be ready, and just a great, great man, a good man to work with and alongside Jeff.
Well, what I loved about Don Wildman is because he had that Southern drawl, people underestimated him. People in the national media and things like that, they thought, well, this guy must be a rube and he's a local yokel and those kinds of things. But Don was smart, and Don was really good in those interview type settings, and with a hostile media, he handled those kind of situations really well.
He did, and it was a joy to see him and to know his wife, Linda, and just to know them, the family. It's been a treat for me going into the third and even fourth generation with Walker and Wesley's and Riley's children. It's been a joy for me to see how God just is continuing to bless, and the vision that he had for radio. AFA was strong. But when he added radio and it started expanding and going forward, and then the internet, it really set AFA on a higher plane far as its, I would say, touch and influence. And yeah. Today, Tim carries that on well, and we're thankful for our founder.
Now, Don was not funny like Tim, was he?
No, he was not. Tim is, let me just tell you, with somebody who has the personality I have, the thought patterns that I have, it's awesome to work under Tim Wildman.
Yes.
Because, you know, it just is fun. I enjoy it. I get to do Trivia Friday with them sometimes. I'm a visiting professor, and it's just a joy to be able to be there and part of that. But Don's vision and his tenacity, those two things, I really do. Those two things stick out to me. His vision of what needs to be done and could do it, and then the tenacity to carry it out.
Amen to that. Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396 to make your pledge today, or you can go online and do it, afr.net, and do we have a challenge this hour?
It's Bert? Mine and yours. Okay. They just don't give me challenges. We start off at 6 and 7, no challenge. But I want to tell you what Fred and I did. We said we're going to get our own challenge. Now, not financial, but just challenge. We started the hour here, this hour, at 5,600 pledges made. So far, there have been 30 added. Now, I really believe that we can go to 5,900. That would be 300 pledges this hour. So I just make that a challenge. It's not a financial challenge, but it's a number challenge. Is that all right, Jeff?
I thought that
would be good. Let me tell you, the other thing that I love to do is look at towns and unusual names, and I'm going to be looking. So if you come from a town of an unusual name like Smackover, Arkansas, or something like that, put it down. I want to see it because I'll bring attention to it. Right now, I don't see any unusual names on the board that's come up, but if there is some, I want to spot them. I love Mechanicsville, Virginia. That's one of the neatest names I know. So all of those people out there, the challenge, if you come from a town that you consider an unusual name, man, call in, make that challenge at 877-616-2396, and let's call out your town on national radio. That's my challenge, Jeff.
There you go. More unusual than Tupelo.
Right. Listen, I just got from a website. I saw it, and I thought, man, this is for me. It was unusual names in every state. And I'm telling you, there's some unusual names. One in Mississippi is Hot Coffee, Mississippi. Now, listen, there's some unusual names. So whatever it is, Tupelo, we know it so well, we don't consider it unusual. But if I see it and it's unusual, I want to call it out.
Yes. Well, when we think about Founders Day and think about Don Wildman, it's wonderful to know that so much of what he said was recorded, and it's in archives. There's a whole movie that American Family Association put together called The Culture Warrior. It's all about Don's life. But Randy, I think we have a clip from Don Wildman, and let's play one of those right now.
Is America in the pits morally? It sure is. Is there any kind of visible ray of hope out there that's going to be any different? I don't know. But I tell you what, it surely won't be if everybody quits. Who knows what God's going to do through American Family Radio or through the American Family Association. You know, one of these days, with all the new technology, we just might have as much influence on our culture as NBC. That's a foolish statement, isn't it? But wait a minute, technology's out there, and it's going to change. The internet literally is going to change our society. I've seen the change since I began this ministry 23 years ago. Then there were three networks, and they told you when Walter Cronkite said that's the way it is, then that's the way it was. It didn't matter if he was lying to you, that's still the way it was. And everybody thought that's the way it was. But the communications has changed now, and we're developing a presence on the internet. Mm-hmm. as well as radio. If you will do what you can do, God take care of the rest of it.
Amen to that.
Amen.
That was like it was recorded yesterday.
That's the vision and the tenacity that we were talking about earlier, Jeff. You hear it in that clip. You just hear it.
Yeah. Well, something that Bert, that I heard at American Family Association dinner was Robert Jeffress, and he was talking about, you know, what we do in the culture as Christians. He said, we know it's like the dike is there and there's a hole in the dike, and we know that we're just kind of plugging holes right now. We know this culture because we have the book of the Revelation. We know this culture is going to cave, but there's a village down below the dike. And all those people are going to lose their lives if we don't stand and try and hold up this wall for as long as possible so people can hear the gospel. And I thought that was a really good illustration, because that is what we're doing. I mean, we ultimately, the Lord wins Revelation 19. He comes back at the Battle of Armageddon. He defeats his enemies. He sets up his kingdom. But between now and then, the Antichrist is going to come to power, and things are going to be horrific, and we know that. But we know there's a rapture coming, and we want to see men, women, boys, and girls hear the gospel, respond to the gospel, and come to the Lord while there's still time.
We really do. And again, we do this unapologetically. The gospel of Jesus Christ, again, yes, the mission statement is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture, but that's not the end of it. Our mission is also to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. AFR is committed to that. I cannot tell you. You look at the programming. When you look at the programming and how it works and how we present it, it presents those two areas to try to help us have that biblical worldview, how to have an organization that's going to share Jesus Christ and make him known. And so we're continuing to do that. We're making that pledge to do that. And when you call 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net, you're joining us and partners and others all around our country. Just like now, we have people from Kansas, Illinois, West Virginia, Louisiana, Texas. They're calling in right now from all over 166 stations, areas, plus the internet. And I'm just telling you, we do have, I would call it a movement, and we're wanting it to grow. And so we're challenging people to be a part of that, Jeff. I think God is using us, but I believe he really does want to continue to use us.
Well, your gift of $150 or more, we'd like to give back to you a 5-pack of the 250th anniversary pocket constitution. It's amazing, Bert, how many people don't really know much about the Constitution these days. It used to be standard fare in schools, and you would teach the kids the Constitution, but they don't really do that anymore. Bishop E.W. Jackson said when he went to law school, they didn't even read the Constitution. They just assumed that you had already read it, and that's a big false assumption. But so $150 or more, you receive that 5-pack that you can have and then share those, or you can become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, and then you receive the 250th In God We Trust wristbands and the 5-pack of the 250th anniversary pocket constitution. You have those, Bert, that you can show?
I will hold them up right now. Here's the booklet, and here is the wristband. It has 250 years celebrating on one side of the wristband and In God We Trust on the other. And what an opportunity it is. And again, this is just us showing our appreciation. By the way, somebody's taken my challenge from Maryland. Steve from Accident, Maryland, called in and made a pledge. We're going to try to do this every segment, but Accident, Maryland, that won this segment, Steve. That's Jeff, that's a good number, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. I've never heard of that place.
Accident, Maryland. Yeah.
Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio, and it is day two of Spring Share-a-thon 2026. Our theme verse is Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, along with Bert Harper. We are up against a break, but we'll be right back. Don't go away.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
My name is Mary, and I love AFR. It is the only place that I feel like I can get the truth. Thank you very much.
It's Founders Day on American Family Radio, and we're honoring the legacy of Brother Don Wildman.
This is God's work. God did it.
You can help us honor Brother Don's faithfulness and continue his ministry with your support. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge, or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here along with Bert Harper. It's day two of Spring Share-a-thon 2026. And the number to call to make your pledge, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online, afr.net, and give a one-time gift. Those are great. Or become a great commission partner with a monthly gift. And those really help us, because then we know that this amount is coming in every month, and it helps the ministry as it builds and moves forward and makes strategic financial decisions. Okay, so Bert, big news yesterday was the two-week ceasefire in the war with Iran. Give me your take on that.
Well, personally, I'm glad that we had that. It gives them opportunity to do something, and I think we'll know quickly. Now, the two-week ceasefire was based upon them doing some measurable things, and that is the strait being opened up and letting the oil tankers go through. If they don't do that in 2 days, and, you know, I would give them a day grace, I'll be honest there. At 2 days, then, okay, this deal is off, and we're coming at you. So there's some, I think, measurable guidelines in seeing if they are doing what they say they'll do. Now, I've heard there's been some miscommunication with the Farsi language and the English language on some things. They'll get that straightened out. But I do... You know, God has been working in Iran, Jeff, for the last 15 years.
Sure.
Thousands have come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Alex and I got the privilege of interviewing a young girl whose parents were still in Iran. She had gotten out, and she was there at one of Alex's conferences, and she is talking about, yes, I got friends and relatives. They've been saved in the last few years, and said there's many of us. That's just not propaganda that people are saying. And so we're praying. Just like here's my take on it. Listen, I want your observation. the revolution that took place in America 250 years ago.
Yes.
Guess what preceded that? The Great Awakening. Mm-hmm. And so when we had this Great Awakening with people coming to know the Lord, and then you had these founders that had some vision about a country and how they could put the three branches of government that they would get from the idea from the Bible together to make this great country. I'm praying something like that would happen in Iran, because they've got the numbers of people that's been born again. I pray that there's number of people that has enough, I would say, background and so forth in some government to establish a better. I know it wasn't regime change, and I know that wasn't the purpose of it, but I would love to see it. That's my take.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was talking to a friend yesterday, Bert, and he was telling me that Jack Hibbs had pointed out that you don't read about America in Bible prophecy, but you do read about Persia. You read about Iran. Remember, Iran is,
yes,
used to be Persia.
Right.
So Iran's not going away. They're a player in the last days in America. Based on Scripture, we don't find America. So. I was talking to Erwin Lutzer earlier this week on Monday, and he says that he thinks the Trump administration is a reprieve. It's a tourniquet, so to speak, that's kind of holding back, by God's grace, holding back the darkness. But that could easily flip, and America could become a socialist country very easily.
Oh, listen, we're one generation. I remember being raised in the 50s and 60s as I was, and communism was so rampant, the wall going up, all the things that took place. It was this. We're one generation away from being a Christian nation. We're one generation away from the church and not being effective missionally, evangelistically. So I fully agree. That's why that's why it was so important, I think, for Gen Z's. According to what they're saying, more of them are coming back to church and trying and seeing. And I'm praying God would give us a reprieve, even with more so than Donald Trump, I would say, with the church.
Yeah.
And it being revived. And because, listen, just a few years ago, I heard the statistics about those of us who are baby boomers. When we die out, over 50% of the church's finances is gone. And there hasn't been a lot of people to replace that number and that money, but God can do that. And that's what I'm praying, that God would raise up this generation that has come along. They're kind of like Iran. The reason they turned to Christ is because they found out Islam did not work.
Right.
Sharia law is horrible. And
right.
if this generation can find out that wokeness, socialism, communism is not good, but Christ is good, and democracy, a republican democracy. When I say republican, I put those two together on purpose, because a republic and democracy together, it does work. It's blessed this land. If they can discover that, then we would have a reprieve for missions and evangelism. Jeff, it would be awesome.
Well, Bert, when you think about the rapture of the church, America, if the rapture hit today and the Lord took the true believers out, there's nothing to restrain the evil that would take place in our country. And so you could see where America could go just slide off the table very quickly if you don't have Christians that are speaking into it and standing up for righteousness.
I love Chuck Colson. I loved his writings. He wrote a book, Kingdoms in Conflict. And what he did in that presentation, he talked about how the church, Christians, influence society. And if you were to take them out, that barrier that has been there, that help, that limitation of evil, you could see how it could happen and happen quickly. Because let me just say this, the believers that's in Trump's administration, President Trump's administration, mm-hmm. you can see the influence they have,
right.
the influence that some godly pastors have. They're not saying, hey, we believe Donald Trump's the, you know, the great
right.
Christian. They're not saying that, but they're saying these policies and what he's putting up, God is using. And I believe that with all my heart. So church, come alive. That's what I want to see. And those that would say, I want the church and the message spread, that's the reason they can participate in our share-a-thon. And you do that by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. Jeff, I believe, honestly, I believe it can happen. I don't think we've gone down the tube. I agree with you and Dr. Jeffries that, yes, we know the ultimate end, but we can say not on our watch, not while
right.
we're here. We're going to keep trucking.
Right. You know, one of my favorite verses is in Nehemiah chapter 4, where he says they're building the wall and they said, we're going to attack you. You're not going to know. We're going to kill you. And Nehemiah said, when I saw their fear, I told them, remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families,
Amen.
For your wife and
Amen.
Your children. And so we need to do that. And we need to know this is a fight. That's why we have the armor of God. Now, we don't fight with flesh and blood, but we're fighting a spiritual battle. We're fighting a spiritual battle for our families. We're fighting a spiritual battle for our country. We're fighting spiritual battles in the church and in the schools. And so we need to put on the full armor of God and gear up and know that we're in the Lord's army. And we need to suffer hardship as good soldiers of Christ Jesus, and no, it's not going to be easy, but it is going to be worth it.
We need to keep on singing some of those hymns, you know.
Onward Christian Soldier.
The children singing, I'm in the Lord's army, you know. And passivity, there's a time, you know, to turn the other cheek. Listen, that's it. I understand that, and I believe that. But there's also, how many times does he say, take your stand? And if he says to put on the whole armor of God, we know it's a spiritual battle that we're to, and notice what it says when we do that, we withstand the darts of the wicked one, and we stand for righteousness in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And in 2026, I believe it's a great opportunity for us to do that, Jeff. I mean, stand for righteousness, speak the truth in love. And
yeah.
AFR, I, with all my heart, I believe that's what we strive to do. We really do. And if you partner with us, we'll keep on doing it, won't we?
Yeah, that's right. The number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. Randy, let's hear another snippet from Don Wildman.
This was a full-time effort from day one, 16, 17 hours a day, nearly about 7 days a week. I had to do everything myself. And work has never bothered me. I don't mind working. Working sometimes is good therapy. And I went, I guess, 2.5 years before I had any help at all. Did everything myself. Traveled a good bit. Ran the organization, the ministry, out of our dining room, with a desk and a phone and a small offset press, which I bought with my own funds when I began this, because I knew that I would be needing one. So it was basically for 2.5 years. It was a one man job.
Well, he is a hard worker, and he built, by God's grace, something great out of his kitchen table. I mean, from his kitchen table. It's amazing when we think about it. Okay, so I got sent this, Bert, friend of mine, Jenny Stone, sent me this name for a little town, Ding Dong, Texas.
Okay. Okay. I wonder if they eat ding-dongs there, too. You know, I had not heard of that. We just got a call, though, from Garrett from one of my favorite names, Mechanicsville, Virginia.
Hey, look
and
at that.
Come through, Mechanicsville. They sent me a cap and a shirt with Mechanicsville on it, Jeff, and I just love it. I got one from Arkansas, Toad Suck, Arkansas.
Yes.
So if you got some shirts and caps that are unusual, I collect them. And listen, we appreciate this. The names, Sharon from Cabot, Arkansas. Larry, let me see. Chillicothe, Ohio. I don't know if I apologize right now for mispronouncing some of these. Mm-hmm. Gail from Halls, Tennessee. Kelly from Mount Pleasant, Iowa. Isaiah from Waverly, Iowa. And Kenneth from Bartlett, Tennessee. They've all called 877-616-2396 and made their pledge. Some of them may have got online at AFR.net. And what our challenge is no matter what the name of your town is, it's a good hour to make that pledge. But if you're from an unusual name town, we want to hear it. I enjoy things like that, Jeff.
Yes. There's a town in Oklahoma by Broken Bow called Hoochitown or something like that. I always mispronounce it. I thought it was Hoochie Town, and it's like, no, it's not that. It's Hoochitown.
Okay.
So anyway, Randy, let's hear a testimony of how AFR is making a difference.
Hi, this is Mona from McKee, Kentucky. And I just wanted to say I originally found American Family Radio by hearing American Family News on a different Christian radio station here in Kentucky, and I had to check it out because I couldn't believe I was hearing accurate Christian news. So I found American Family Radio on the internet, and I downloaded the app, and I've been listening ever since, and that's about 6 years ago. I will say that American Family Radio and American Family Network has really just impacted me in becoming an engaged voting Christian and paying attention to the political system and really searching out the scriptures to see my responsibility to be an engaged citizen, to stand against the gates of hell and to be fully engaged and adopt more of a biblical worldview. So thank you, because I listen all day, every day, while I'm working or working in the garden or working in my house or just working. So thank you so much for existing as long as you have. You've made a tremendous impact on my life, and I share about your radio station and app to everyone I encounter. Have a blessed day.
Great testimony there, Bert.
Amen. She works. Did you hear how many times? Working in the garden, working in the house, or just working? That sounds like a Don Wildman story, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online, AFR.net, and make a one-time gift, or you can become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, and that really helps us as we move forward. Bert, let's talk about the situation in Iran. We talked about this a little bit, but here's my take. The radical Muslims that are in control of Iran, they're not going to change. You can bomb them and bomb them and bomb them, but they're committed. We their unwritten rule is we love death as much as you love life. Really hard to see how you defeat an enemy like that.
Well, I agree, but I believe our friend there in the Middle East, Israel, has a little deeper take. Now, again, I'm not suggesting, but the possibility of them doing some change, you know, in the leadership and taking so many out because they've concentrated on that. Now, we've aided them, but Israel, while we've done a lot of the major things, Israel's done their part as well. And I believe they want that. Can they, you know, do their subterfuges that they can do many times and go in and do some things that might change that? I don't know. Having Americans on the ground there in Iran, I don't want that. But I am praying, God, raise up some people in Iran that is willing to take that leadership on and change leadership. I'm praying for that and hoping it will happen, Jeff.
Right. Yeah, that desperately needs to happen for there to be lasting change.
Yes.
Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. It's day two of Spring Share-a-thon 2026, and it's Founders Day as we remember Don Wildman and the beginnings, the humble beginnings of American Family Association and American Family Radio. And to see what God has done is nothing short of miraculous and amazing, and we give him all the praise for it. We'll be right back.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR. Here's an employee memory.
It's been a privilege to be a part of American Family Association, American Family Radio for the last 28 plus years. Prior to coming to AFR, I was working at a small local radio station. One evening, while watching the news back in the early 1980s, I caught a news story about a Methodist pastor talking about a boycott of the 7-Eleven stores because of the pornographic magazines that they sold. That Methodist pastor was Don Wildman, the founder of American Family Association and American Family Radio. His passion to make a difference in the culture inspired me so much that I decided I too could do something in the town that I was living in. I contacted the American Family Association, back then it was known as the National Federation for Decency, to get some help in removing the porn magazines from my small community. Because of the help, inspiration, and faithfulness of Don Wildman, I was able to mount a campaign to remove those magazines from the local stores in my town. The American Family Association's mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of American culture and give aid to the church here and abroad continues because of one man's faithfulness and obedience to the Lord. Thank you, Don, for inspiring millions to make a difference.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
My name is Lindsay from Hot Springs, Arkansas. A friend of mine introduced me to American Family Radio, Today's Issues, with Tim, Fred, and Ed. I also thoroughly enjoy exploring the Word with Alex McFarland and Bert Harper. My husband has now started listening to Exploring the Word podcast to become more biblically sound. I did listen to the 2024 election through the Washington Stand, which was encouraged through American Family Radio. It has inspired me. Jesus has used it as a growing tool in my faith, and I, in turn, get to use it as a witness to other people because I am very frequently referring American Family Radio to others.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day.
As far as our budget, the way we run a budget is you spend less than you take in.
We invite you to help honor the memory and legacy of Brother Don Wildman. Call 877-616-2396 to make a pledge or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here along with Bert Harper. It is Founders Day. Day two of a Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon 2026. And the number to call to make your gift and make your pledge, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. Bert, I love that very simplistic but wise way to conduct a budget. You spend more money than you spend less money than you take in. You don't overspend yourself.
When I was on the board and it was time to go over the budget, Brother Don would say that very same thing. He said, we spent less than we took in, so we got a little bit in reserve. And what he just said, I heard it many, many times. And that's the way they've operated, and we still operate that way. It has grown from that kitchen dining room table. It has grown, and now it's multifaceted with studios, the news, the stand, the radio, and so much more that AFR does. But the radio has set it apart, Jeff, really. AFA was doing really well, but when he said let's do this radio, and it just exploded, and God has continued to bless, but we're still doing what God called Don to do, and that's in our mission statement: inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and give aid to the church here and abroad in carrying out and fulfilling the Great Commission. That was what they did when Don started. We're still doing that today, and we're going to hold to it. So when you make that pledge at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net, we're pledging that you make that pledge, we make the pledge, we're going to stay on track. We're going to keep our face as a flint toward the Word of God and share Jesus Christ as we do that. Right. That's what we're to do, Jeff. It's real simple, isn't it?
Right. It really is. And, one of the things that bothers me, Bert, especially you see this in Christian universities and in seminaries, instead of just teaching people the Word of God and how to walk with God, they always have to, these professors, they get so smart that they have to find something new in the Scripture. And it's like Adrian Rogers used to say, if it's new, it's not true. What we have is, you know, it's been around for 2,000 years, and we teach the truth, the meat and potatoes of the Word of God, and you don't have to get wild in your interpretations of things. Just teach the truth and walk in the truth, and that helps people grow, and that helps people stay on track.
You know, Dr. Rogers, how he influenced so many people, and still he speaks from the grave, as someone said. And and Alex and myself, I don't think we go by a week without quoting Dr. Rogers on Exploring the Word, and I know you do here.
Yes.
And what a man of God he was. And listen, it was real simple. I mean, and that's what you were just saying, something new. What's the real message here? Does all these numbers mean? Well, some numbers are significant. They are.
Right.
But just because they got 283 fish or ever how many it was, what does that mean? That means they caught that many fish. And
153.
Yeah. Just, you know what I mean? Preachers, preach the word. Go through the book of, people say they don't speak on the issues. If you preach through the book of 1 Corinthians and don't hit on the issues of the day, you're skipping around and picking and choosing, because the Bible is relevant for 2026. It really is more relevant as it's ever been. And we're pledged to that at AFR.
Hey, let me ask you this, Bert, for our listeners that don't know. So the ministry began at Don Wildman's kitchen table, but then from there, obviously, it grew. Can you step us through the properties that AFR, because I know AFR used to be across the street, and now it's on the other side of the street. When did AFR start buying property to have their home offices?
Well, again, the first 2 years, 1977 to 79, he was working out of his dining room table. But then there was a little bit of property here, right where we are now, that he built a small building on, and he had himself and two or three others, the bookkeeper, and different things in there. And then they just started building on step by step until they took over the whole side of that building. But then when we started to doing some things, that video in and the studio, to the side that we're on now, they moved over there and built a building. and the building on the other side of the street that we were in originally, we started having foundation problems, roofing problems, and we found out it was going to cost more to keep it up and repair it than it was to build a new building. So if I'm not mistaken, 4 years ago, Randy, is that about 4 years ago? Yeah, 4 years ago, I think we occupied the building that we're in now. Now, one of the most significant finds, this is amazing. They went before they tore down the building on the other side, they had a room that they had a lot of old stuff in, and they went through that so they could make the video, The Culture Warrior, and in the process, they found a rendering, a drawing of a rendering of a building that Brother Don had an architect to draw up in his vision. And it looks so much like the building we did build, not knowing that that was there. It's been amazing, the growth. And Tim has said this, and again, Tim said, I couldn't have done and started the ministry the way my dad has, but God has equipped me to continue and grow. And that's exactly what's happened, Jeff. It continues to grow, but it's the steel. The fundamentals, the foundation is right. Jesus Christ, and we're going to build on him.
Yeah. Well, Don Wildman was a pioneer. He was a visionary. And, it takes all kinds. The Lord uses all kinds of personality types to do his work. And, Tim probably doesn't – he's not wired the same as his dad, so he couldn't have gotten this off the ground like his dad did. But Tim has been able to move it forward that maybe his dad was not as equipped to do that. And so it's cool how, and then with Wesley and Walker, how God is using different personalities, different gifts and talents and abilities to get the work done.
And I love it. Generation, I think I mentioned it maybe on this. I was on the radio 4 hours yesterday, so I get mixed up what I said when and where. But anyway, I said, you know, there's a tendency in the Bible for generational slide. David served God with his whole heart, Solomon half a heart, Rehoboam no heart. Listen, there has not been generational slide at AFR. That's so powerful. Tim, he'll malt Walker. He said, I thought I was conservative until Walker came along. But we hold to the whole foundation is the Word of God. And that's what I want to say. It really is. So when you make that pledge at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net, you are saying, I'm partnering with you to continue to do what God wants us to do and to grow and to pass it down to the next generation. That's what we're committed to do and what we want to do, Jeff.
Amen to that. Well, Randy, let's hear another testimony from one of our listeners.
Now, this is Sandy from Tyler, Texas. I don't know what I'd do without AFR. Today's Issues is my favorite show. I love to hear the guys discussing what's going on from God's point of view. I've gone to Israel, Washington, D.C., many retreats, and toured the TUPO office twice. Everything is top-notch. I love Rick Green and Walker Wildman on the core, Pastor Jeff Shreve on Real Truth for the Day, and by the way, he has great guests. Exploring the Word, those guys are awesome. The Hamilton Corner and Washington Watch. And I especially love when people call in with questions or comments. The cherry on the top is Trivia Friday. I'm laughing going down the road. I could say more, but thank you, thank you. God bless you. You're always in my prayers.
Ah, that's so sweet. That was my mom.
She didn't miss. Did she miss a single program? I don't think she did, man.
No, that's always nice to hear.
It is.
You know, Bert, one of the things I'd mentioned this earlier this week, I think, what I love about radio and television, I've been doing radio and television for a long time with From His Heart Ministries, is you just never know who you're reaching, because so often people don't let us know. They're listening, and maybe it's 2 or 3 or 4 years down the road. I've been listening for a long time. This is my first time to contact you. But so you never know how God is going to use it. And then when we partner together and we financially partner together to do this work, We'll never know this side of heaven how many people were reached by the message going out through the airwaves.
It's going to be something. This has been, I would say, in the last 2 years, and I've thought about heaven and when we'll be there, and it hit me because I have a grandmother that I never met. She died before I was born, but I found out she prayed for me because she prayed, God, use my sons and my grandsons to be pastors.
Yes.
And I thought, man, when I get to heaven, I want to see Jesus, but I want to see Maddie Harper. That was my grandmother's name. I want to see her and just know her. And it made me think, where did her connect go to? And back. So all our connections go back to the 12 apostles. Think about that.
Right.
Those 12 men went all over the world carrying the good news of Jesus Christ and made a connection here and a connection there. And that connection has come all the way down to us, Jeff. I mean, can you imagine heaven finding out all of it? Which one of the apostles are we connected with? You know?
Yes.
And it's going to be a great day. So you want to be a part of that. And we want as many people there as we can.
Amen. Amen to that. Well, you know, witnessing is being a link in a chain. Sometimes you're the one that actually prays with a person to receive Christ. But oftentimes you're just the one that you sowed a seed. And maybe you didn't see anything happen with that, but God was using that. Bert, you shared the scripture verse in Isaiah yesterday, Isaiah 55, that God's word does not return void. When we share the word of God, it will accomplish what he wants it to accomplish. And so that's why it's important for Christians to spend time in the word, to meditate on the word, to memorize the word, and in those witnessing opportunities that you get to be able to share the word, because God says it won't return void.
That is the power of the word of God. And the word of God is the word of God, whether anyone believes it or not. Somebody draw a sword on me and I say, I don't believe it's a sword. How can they prove that it's a sword? Using it. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And so that's why a biblical worldview is powerful, Jeff. That's why you was talking about Brother Don and how he could go up against all these people. One of the reasons is the power of the word of God and what it brings to the table when you have meditated on it, memorized it, and shared it with others. And so that's what we're going to do at AFR. We're going to preach the word, stand on the word, share the word. And that's why we partner with Truth for Youth Bible Week, sharing the word of God. That's why we partner with Operation Christmas Child to take the gospel, the New Testament discipleship to children all around the world. Mm-hmm. That's why we connect with preborn, because at preborn, when those young women come in, they're going to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And many of them have been and will be saved. That's a part of what we do here at AFR. And when you partner with us, that's part of what you're doing as well. So make that call at 877-616-2396.
Amen. And that's, Jesus said, when you store up your treasure in heaven, hey, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And so one of the ways to direct your heart toward the things above is to put your money where your mouth is, so to speak, and to take what God has given you and you invest that in heaven's bank. You invest that in the kingdom to reach people for Christ. Only three things last forever: God, his word, and people. And so we want to invest in those three things.
Amen. Well, we're getting close to the hour. We're real close to making our goal. We put our own challenge out there,
yes,
and we're real close to 5,900. We need about 20 more folks to call in, and we'll make it, and we can do it in the next 3 minutes if you go to AFR.net. So you can make that. And the winner of this segment of the Unusual Town is Roy, and I got Randy to help me pronounce this as best we can. Tomsuba, Mississippi. T-O-O-M-S-U-B-A. Thank you for calling in. Jeff, It's good to be with you this hour, brother, and I appreciate what you do Monday through Friday at this hour, sharing the Word of God, interviews, and challenging us as believers to stay on target with God.
Amen. Thank you, Bert. Well, I appreciate you, my friend, and your faithfulness. And this has been day two of Share-a-thon. There's more to come with the 9 o'clock crew and moving forward. Hey, go out today, shine for Christ, share what great things the Lord has done for you. Give and support the ministry of American Family Association, American Family Radio. You'll be glad that you did, and God will bless you for it. God bless you.